Okay, so where did we leave off? Where are we holding? Where are we holding? Off the Parakhas of the 12 chapters. So we're getting there, Baruch Hashem. Getting there in terms of understanding, a lifetime of work in terms of doing it. I guess if we had to sum up the whole thing up to this point, especially the big chiddush that we learned in the last parak, is that the tzimtzum was not literal. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's contracting of his light is only a perception. And again, that's been a theme throughout. But Lamaisa HaKadosh Baruch Hu is as complete, is as whole, is as one as he was prior to creation, as he is after creation. Right? We focused on the pasuk, Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. I am Hashem and I haven't changed. Right? The same Yud Kei Vav Kei that was before creation is the same Yud Kei Vav Kei after creation. Haya Hova Viya, totally unchanging. So we learned the Rambam, one of the quotes that we had in the last parak was that the Rambam said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is unique in the way that his thoughts interact with his essence. Right? If you remember, how do we work? We learn something new, so there's the essence of me, and then I learn a new idea and I apply it to my existence. It's sort of an add-on to my essential being. By HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem is one with his knowledge. So that means Hashem didn't discover something new when he decided to create each and every one of us. We were always part of that original knowledge of Hashem. So the fact that from our perspective, there was a time when I didn't exist, now there's a time that I do exist, from our perspective, we see a change. Hashem's perspective, we always were, and he always was, and everything always was, and everything is as it always was. Okay? So tonight we're going to learn is that's not only true about Hashem's knowledge, but it's true about all of Hashem's midos. Again, the same way we would say that our knowledge is something that we acquire and is added on to our existence, the same thing is true with our midos. Right? We develop a midah of chesed, a midah of gevurah, a midah of teferes. Each of the spheros correspond to different parts of our soul. But by Hashem, even though we describe Hashem as manifesting with chesed or manifesting with gevurah, or Hashem is, so to speak, acting more like this or more like that, it's all be'emes one. Okay, so let's see. V'hinei ma'ashe kosef ha-Rambam zichrono levracha. She'akadosh baruch hu mehuso ve'atzmuso v'dayito ha'kol echad mamish. That which we learned already last time, that the Rambam taught us that the essence of Hashem and the knowledge of Hashem, right, the quote was the knower and the knowledge and the known, it's all one thing. It's an achdus pshuta v'lo morkeves klal. It's a simple oneness. It's not made up of parts. It's not morkav. Right? Morkav means a composite, something that's put together from different pieces. Hashem's oneness is an absolute oneness. It's not like pieces that come together and now different puzzle pieces come together, so now you have a whole puzzle. Hashem's oneness is a perfect oneness, an absolute oneness. Kein ha'inyan mamish b'chol midosav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same thing is true with regard to all of the midos of Hashem. Even though, again, from our perspective, chesed and gevura and teferes, they're all very different midos. From Hashem's perspective, the midos of Hashem are all one. The names of Hashem, v'chol shemosav, hakadoshim, v'hakinuyim, all the different names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shekinu lo hanaviyim, v'chachmenu zechonu levracha, all of the different ways that we refer to Hashem are, again, ways that we refer to Hashem. Kegon, chanon, V'rachum, v'chassid, v'kiyotze b'zeh, all of these different terms, we say, Hashem, you're so gracious, Hashem, and you're so understanding, Hashem, you're so merciful, Hashem, right? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, well, you have so granted, Hashem. These are all terms that, again, from our perspective, mean a lot. From Hashem's perspective, it's all one and the same. V'chein ma shenikra chacham. Like it says in the Navi Yeshaya, v'gam hu chacham. We refer to Hashem as Hashem, you're also wise, right? Gam, you're also wise, you're also this, you're also that. Ein ledavar sof. From our perspective, it's an infinite array of different midos that Hashem embodies. From Hashem's perspective, it's simple, it's one, it's an achdus pshuto lo morkeves klal. It's just a simple oneness. V'chein ritzono. You talk about Hashem's desire. So what are some of the things that we would say about Hashem's desire? Ki rotza Hashem misireyav. Hashem desires those who fear Him, those who have a proper awe and respect for Hashem. Hashem is a chafetz chesed hu. Hashem desires kindness. V'rotza b'tshuvasan shel rishayim. Hashem desires the tshuva of the wicked. Ve'eino chafetz b'misasam uvereshasam. Hashem doesn't desire that they should die, or that they should continue their evil ways and be punished. So Hashem has a lot of different desires, right? These are all terms that we feel are accurate descriptions of Hashem. U'tahor einayim mira'os bara. Hashem, you're defined by a purity of eyes that looks away from evil. These are all true. But ein ritzono v'chachmaso u'midas chasto v'rachmanuso u'shar midosav. All of these, Hashem's desire, Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's kindness, Hashem's mercy, all these different descriptions, none of them fluctuate the way that they do with us. I'm in a more merciful mood, I'm in a more strict and demanding mood, right? I've acquired new ideas, my mind is more expanded, my mind is more katnus amochen. All of these experiences that we have as human beings, which we somehow, again, apply to Hashem, but all of them are not, it's not like, you know, it's not like Hashem is like the stock that fluctuates up and down. None of it is mosiv bo riboy v'harkava chas v'shalom v'hu sovatz muso. None of these descriptions add anything or make various components or parts to a description of the essence of Hashem. And the Baal HaTanya says, rather, it's all one. Ela atzmuso, umahuso, his essence, his essential being, ritzono, v'chachmaso, ubinaso. He's just literally going through the spheros. Ratzon Hashem, right, which was called Kesar maybe, chachmaso, bina, right, das, chachmaso, binaso, dato, midas chasto, chesed, gvuraso, gvura, rachmanuso, v'tifarto, haklula mechasto, gvuraso, his rachmanis, which is his tiferes, a combination of chesed and gvura. No matter where you pick up in the 10 spheros, and from our perspective, each one seems to be, wow, a different aspect, a different manifestation, a different way to get to know Hashem, a different midah by which Hashem expresses Himself. V'chein shar midos ha-kadoshos, and whatever other midos you might try to define Hashem by, hakol achdus pshuta mamish. From Hashem's perspective, from the true perspective, it's all nothing other than a Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's a simple oneness. Shehi hi atzmuso mahuso. Again, from our lower world, from our Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Olam Ve'ed perspective, we see it as all sorts of different midos. From Hashem's perspective, it's all one. It's not just Hashem is one with His knowledge. Hashem is one with His chesed. Hashem is one with His gvura. Hashem is one with His teferes. V'chulu, v'chulu, v'chulu. U'kemo she'kasav ha-Rambam zichrono levracha, she'davar ze'in koach papel la'omro. And as we pointed out many times, the Rambam says it explicitly, over here, where he's describing this idea in the second parak of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah and Halacha Yod, the Rambam says we can't really talk about this because it's filled with contradictions. We can't really think about this. How could Hashem, again, as we spoke about in earlier parakim, be Chesed and Gvur at the same time? But we learned that is Hashem. Hashem's kindness is being mitzamtzem Himself. Hashem's Chesed, which is expanding, is by Hashem contracting Himself to make space for us. It's a contradiction. So we don't really have the words to talk about how so many different things are actually not different at all. That so many different pieces are actually not made up of pieces at all. Ein koach hapel la'omro, our lips can't really say it. V'lo ozen l'shamo, our ears can't really internalize it, process it. V'lo b'lev ha'adam la'akiro alborio, and our heart is simply not big enough to really grasp the essence of this idea. But on a simple level, we try to understand that from Hashem's perspective, there are no differences. There are no different madrigos. Hashem doesn't go up or down. Right? Hashem is ani Hashem lo shanisi. I am Hashem unchanging. Right? Like we said last time also, atahu, you are Hashem before creation, and atahu, you're the same Hashem after creation. Creation's a perspective. Creation's a perception. Ki ha'adam mitzayir b'sichlo kol ha'miskalos shirotze lahasku lahavin. Because whenever a person wants to try to understand something, how do we understand something, right? To what degree do I understand or know something? From my own experience, from the way that I've experienced it, right? Imagine someone comes to you and says, describe love. What is the feeling of love? So where would you even begin to get a context to describe love? Or someone says, what is wisdom? What is chachma? What is bina? What is tiferes? Right? Now you may say, well, I've read some svarim about this, and I've had some emotional feelings in my life, I've had some intellectual experiences, some thoughts, But we're only speaking from the place of our experience. Ki ha'adam, again, let's look at the words again. Ki ha'adam mitzayir besichlo, a person paints a picture, a person experiences, a person imagines, he visualizes in his mind, kol ha'muskala shirotza lahaskil lahavin. He tries to understand concepts. What is chachma? What is bina? What is da'as? Hakol kamos shehem bo. And he only understands them as they exist within himself. So within the person, right, chesed and gvura seem like opposites. Chesed and gvura are different parts, we say, different parts of my emotional makeup. Kigon shirotze litzayir besichlo muhus haratzon. Right? If someone told you, again, try to visualize what is ratzon. O muhus chachma. O bina, o das. What is the essence? What is the essential nature of chachma? How would you explain bina? How do you understand das? O muhus midas chesed v'rachim v'kiyotzeban. How would you describe the feeling of chesed? We would try to put it into words, but it's only from our human experience. And our human experience is that chesed is not gvura. And gvura is not tiferes. And netzach is not hod. And hod is not yesod. It's all, right, because our experience, our worldview, is a world of pirud. You know, it's part of what Haman was claiming against Klal Yisrael. Haman says, Yeshno am echad mifuzar mifurad. Haman's not just saying the Jewish people have a lack of Jewish unity. Haman is revealing a deep secret before Ahasuerus, before the Melech, which is, you know, also alluding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Haman is saying, these people are supposed to be the am echad. They're supposed to be the people who get that despite the fact that everything looks different, it's really all echad. Yeshno am echad, but tragically, Klal Yisrael mifuzar mifurad. Not just we're scattered throughout the kingdom, right? But that we reflect onto Hashem our experience. So just like within me, chesed and gevurah are different parts of my emotional being. So I try to pin that on God. I put that on Hashem. What is chesed to you? What is gevurah to you? Hu mitzayir kulan kamos shehein bo. We try to visualize them as we experience them. But that's a mistake. Aval be'emes HaKadosh Baruch Hu ram v'nisa kadosh shemo. But the reality is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is transcendent. Hashem is kadosh. What is kadosh? What is kedusha? Kedusha means what? Separated. Designated. Set apart. Hashem is in a class of his own with regard to this. It's a oneness like no oneness we can even talk about. Right, kedusha, like kedushin. When a chassan says to his kala, "Hareyat mikudesh asli," when a person effectuates kedushin, so he's saying what? He's saying now my wife and I have an exclusive relationship. There's a oneness of our commitment to each other that cannot be shared with anyone else. So the same thing is true when we call Hakadosh Baruch Hu by that name, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It's an amazing name of Hashem. But the Baal Tani is explaining what is this name, Hakadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that Hashem, you are Kadosh, you are holy, you are set apart, you are Ram V'Nisa, you are elevated beyond our wildest imaginations, our human experience, and Kadosh, you're set apart, you're Nivdal. Klomar, Shu Kadosh, Umuvdal, Ribo, Revavos, Arin, Kates, V'Tachlis, Madregos, Havdalos, Lamal, Lamala, Me'erech, V'Sug, Umin, Kola, Tishbachos, V'Hamailos, Sheyuchlu hanivram lahasig letzayir b'sichcham. Hashem, you are kadosh. That means no matter how lofty we think Hashem is set apart from that. Beyond that, completely beyond that. Muvdal, set apart. Ribo revavos, tens of thousands of times. Ad ein ketz v'tachlis, beyond any measure. Madregos, madregos, madregos. We see it as like, you know, this hierarchy of things in this world. Lower things, middle things, higher things. But wherever we think, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is beyond that, Hashem is still infinitely beyond that. It's beyond any erech, any value, any sug, any min, right? Any species, any type of praise that we could possibly utter about Hashem. We're always falling short because it's so much more infinitely perfect than anything that we can possibly understand. Because again, we bring our own experience to the table. I see chachma. When I experience a new idea, so I see it as, before I didn't know this idea, and now I do know this idea. Before I never learned the 8th chapter of Shar Yichud V'Amunah, tonight I'm learning the 8th chapter of Shar Yichud V'Amunah. So I'm undergoing a transformation. There's no changing by Hashem. There's no more, there's no less, there's no better, there's no worse. It's all mamish, like he said, Hakol Achdus Pshuta Mamish. Simple oneness. Simple and absolute oneness. Okay? Beyond any, really any description that we could possibly try to offer. Ki Hamayla Umadrega Harishona Eitzel HaNivram Hi Chachma. Now, from our perspective, there is a hierarchy, right? If we were to draw the Sviros, we would draw it. There's a top and there's a bottom. There's a Keser, there's a Chachma, there's a Bina, there's a Das, there's a Chesed, a Gvura, Tiferes, Netzachod, Yesod, Malchus. Right? We could draw a Kabbalistic chart of the Sviros, and there's a top and there's a bottom. So now, from our experience, where does it all begin? And the Baal Tanya is going to teach us something very, very interesting and very deep about the relationship between our minds and our emotions. Where does it all start? Well, there's the Keser, but the Keser is really beyond. So let's start from Chachma. It starts from Chachma. The beginning of our experience begins from Chachma. Chachma means the beginning of an idea, the beginning of understanding. Shelachei nikreis reishis, right? Reishis Chachma. Heard the expression before. Chachma is a reishis. That's why if you look at the Targum Yonasan, you look at one of the Aramaic translations that we have on the word bereishis, Targum Yonasan translates it b'chuchmisa, with chachma. Right? Reishis is chachma. That's the starting point of the spheros as far as our understanding. So the starting point in our worldview, the reishis, is chachma. Ki be'emes hi reishis u'mekor kol achayos b'nevran. Because the Baal Tanya says to the degree that our chachma is in a proper place, we can then begin to understand everything that comes from chachma. Again, from our perspective, there's a hierarchy. There are things under chachma. Let's go through it. Let's explain how it works. Ki achachma me'achachma nimsheches bina v'das. Right? I can't come to bina, which means an expanded understanding of something, if I don't first have the kernel of that idea. Chachma is koach ma. Koach, the potential of ma, of something. Same letters as chachma. Koach ma, the possibility to understand something. So I have a spark of an idea. Bina, it starts to expand. Das, now it starts to take on a more concrete form. Umehen nimshachos kol amidos shebenefesh hamaskelas. And after we go through chabad, chachma bina das, now we get into the emotive, the emotional attributes, right, of Hashem and of a person. Kamo ava, v'chesed, v'rachamim, v'kiyotze behen. Now, what is the relationship, says the Baal Tanya, between chachma and being able to love? What is the relationship between chachma and being able to have a proper type of gvura, or rachamim, or netzach, or hod? So he explains, it's very interesting. To the degree that my chachma is proper, that my mind is, again, this is very much the style of the Baal Tanya, but to the degree that my mind is able to what? It's able to understand. To the degree that I have a grasp of an understanding of what? Of self, of others, then I'm able to properly feel. If the top, if the rachis chachma is not in its right place, then all my emotions are going to be messed up. Example. V'nira kachush. We experience it in our own experience. Sha'akotan, a child whose mind is not yet so developed, doesn't have a proper, healthy, balanced set of emotions. A katan she'ein bo das, a katan whose mind, chachma, bina, das, is unrefined, undeveloped, hu bekas tamid v'achsari. A child can sometimes act so cruel and not even realize that they're acting cruel. Why? And the answer is because their chachma is not developed. If your brain, if your mind is not mature, v'gam avaso hi ledvarim katanim. A little child doesn't know how to get to a deep place of love. What does a little child love? You ask a kid, what do you love? I love a chocolate bar. I would love a chocolate. What would you love? I would love a bowl of ice cream. That's such a cheap type of love. Well, it's an appropriate love for a child whose mind is not so developed. So to the degree that your chachma is in place, your emotions will follow. So a katan whose das is not refined, is not developed, his emotions are not balanced. His ava is for dvarim katana, for cheap, small things. She'ein roi la'ava. Things that are not really worth being described as you know, something worth loving. B'vnei she'ein bo das la'hov dvarim haru'uyim la'ava. Because he doesn't yet have the knowledge to love things that are worthy of love. She'ava kafi hadas. Because the ava, which is, I guess, the starting point of the emotions, is going to be wherever it connects to Das, right? Chachma, Bina, Das, Chesed. So Das and Chesed, the lower part of the intellectual attributes and the starting point of the emotional attributes, they have to meet up. If my Das is not strong, Das means connection. If my connections are not strong, so love is going to be so perverted. I'm going to think that love means, I love this sports team, right? Or, oh, I love this type of music. Oh, I love eating this type of food. That's not real ahava. That's a very, very cheap outer layer of ahava. But it's in accordance with the das. If I start to have a deep das, as the Rambam says that amuna in Hashem is yediyah in Hashem, so then I start to fall in love with Hashem. That's much deeper. That's much more real. So the ahava is kafi hadas. The ability to have proper emotions is going to be in accordance with my mind. Again, let's keep picturing this energy trickling down. So it's Chachma, it's Bina, it's Das. Now it's moving through the Sphiros. It's coming down through Ava, Chesed, Gvura, Tiferes. And now what? It's Nimshachos, Ba, Tevos, Va, Osios, HaMachshava. And now, interestingly, after it's sort of gone through this spiritual, you know, kind of chart of self, so now it's going to start to what? To actually go through me in the sense of what? Machshava, Dibor, Maisa. Now that my kind of my spiritual structure is in place, so now I can start actually doing something. I can have ideas, which can then lead to speech, which can then emerge even in the form of action. Now again, all of these different parts that the Baal HaTanya is describing, again, is our experience, and it's real. But from Hashem, none of these things, right? None of these things are going to be, you know, truly defined as separate categories or separate levels. Okay, so let's read inside. After again, I've kind of gone from my mind to my emotions. So now a person is able to what? To start to formulate letters and words in one's mind. So now that I have the shoresh of my thoughts is proper, right, and my emotions are proper. So now that I'm a wholesome person, right, now that my spiritual being is properly aligned, so now I can start to what? Actually do something. So now I start to what? Experience ahava, and it starts as a thought. There's a machshava of ahava in my mind. I start to feel a deep sense of love. O eich lif'ol ha-chesed rachem, or in my mind now I can actualize. I start to form what is chesed and rachem and be'emes. V'chein b'shar ha-midos, and the same thing is true for all midos. U'v'chol machshava sheba'olam, and every machshava, every idea that crosses my mind that enters my headspace, mulubashes ba'ez amida, ha-mevi'a lachshov machshava zo. Right? Now that my emotions are in the right place, some lower mida is creating a hisoris up to the mind, right? So now that there's, now I know what love, my mind has influenced the possibility of knowing what love is, and now that love causes an arousal of my mind. Umida zo hi chiyusa shamachshava zo, and that mida, so to speak, energizes, gives life to that thought. And now what happens? I have these letters forming in my head. Well, what am I going to do with those letters in my head? I'm now going to try to express it. Right? Now I take that idea, which is a true idea, and I begin to find the words to express it. And now those letters of speech become the chiyus, so to speak, of that idea. V'adibor maybe lidei maisa hatzedaka v'chesed. And now I actually can start to do it. It's no longer a theoretical feeling of tzedaka or chesed. It's no longer a thought, it's no longer just words, but now it becomes actions. Like the king who had an idea, we need to raise money. He then says to his servants, we need to raise money. And then the servants go and they raise the money. So from machshava to divur to ma'isa, right, we have this experience of sort of, again, these different compartments of our mind, of our life's experience, our thoughts, our emotions, our speech, our actions. And even when a person doesn't command, he doesn't bring it to speech, he, so to speak, has an idea and then he just acts on it. Right? As opposed to what we were saying a moment ago, the mashal, so to speak, of a king who commands his servants to go do something, right? The king has an idea, he says it, and then his servants, which are sort of his limbs, they go and they do it. What happens when you just have an idea and you don't tell anyone about it, you just do it? So how does it get from machshava to action without dibor? Harei koach hanefesh v'chayusa hamislavish ba'asiya zo, hu ke'ein mamish, what's happening is there's always levels, says the Baal HaTanya. There's always levushim, right? There's always layers again of energy that is sort of again being diluted as it comes down through the system. So to get from, so to speak, the chayus, the life force that exists within an idea, to now bring it down into the realm of action, it's going to be a lower level life force, right? The same way that to get from thought to speech is to bring it down, that it's mislabish somehow, it's now takes on the entrappings or the clothing of dibor, and then from dibor it now takes on some type of physical form, an action that is actually achieved. Uke'erech u'mashal haguf l'neshama. But again, from our perspective, it's all layers. The same way that I feel that I have a guf and I have a neshama, right? My neshama is infinitely greater than my guf. Well, guess what? Your dibor is infinitely greater than your maisa. And your maisa, right? And your machshava is infinitely greater than your dibor, right? And above your machshava is the feeling that created that machshava. And then you go backwards to all the sfiros, and then you're back to das, and then you're back to bina, and then you're back to chachma, and now you think you're almost ready to like reach out and touch Hashem beyond that point. But then you realize, the same way that the difference between your body and your soul is infinite, and the distance between your action and your speech is infinite, and the distance between your speech and your thoughts is again infinite, the distance between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all of this is also infinite. And therefore, from Hashem's perspective, there's no hierarchy. It's not that Chachma is higher, and Maisa and action is the lower, right? We just worked, the Baal HaTanya took us on a spiritual journey through ourselves. From Chachma to Bina to Das to Chesed to Gvura to Teferis to Netzach Hod Yesod Malchus, even though he didn't say all those spheros. And then once my emotions are in place, then I can have an idea, and my idea comes to my speech, and my speech comes to action, right? And then we just traced it kind of back up the system and said, from level to level, there's infinite, you know, leaps between one level and the next. And from our perspective, that itself is a remarkable thing. But then we look at it from Hashem's perspective, and you say, is there really a difference? Is there really such a difference from Hashem's perspective between Chachma, Reishis Chachma, the highest part of the chain, and the Asiya, and the action taking place in this world, so to speak, the lowest part of the chain? Compared to the infinity of Hashem, the whole thing is batal. The whole thing is batal. There's no madregos, there's no differences. Ke'erech ha-mashal ha-guf l'neshama. The same way it's so clear to us that our body and our soul are worlds apart. V'chein erech osios ha-dibor lo-osios machshava. And speech and thought are worlds apart, infinitely apart. V'chein erech osios ha-machshava l'mahus ha-midah ha-mulabeshes ba-umachayosa. And that machshava, which was generated by what? By a healthy emotion, one of the spheros, also worlds apart. And all of the lower emotional attributes compared to the intellectual attributes, Chachma Bina Das, worlds apart. Worlds apart. And all of this that we're describing, these layers, right? How each thing, so to speak, contains a smaller form of the thing above it, of the layer above it. All of this, this whole experience within the Nefesh HaAdam, the Nefesh Kol HaBruim, and the soul of all created beings, whether you're a person or you're a rock, right? The distance between you and a rock, yeah? The distance between a Jew with a neshama and a rock, you would say, it's infinite. It's forever apart, right? But from Hashem's perspective, you and a rock are so far from Hashem that there's literally, from Hashem's perspective, you can't even see the difference between you and Iraq, from Hashem's perspective. From our perspective, that would be crazy to say, right? to think that I would have the same respect that I have for a rock as I have for a Jew who's sitting here learning Torah, right? Of course, from my human perspective, they're worlds apart. But from Hashem's perspective, it's mamish all batel. Again, going back to sort of that understanding of, you know, the ray of light away from the sun versus within the sun. So we just described all the various rays. The Baal Tanya painted a beautiful picture for us of sort of Reishis Chachma, Tabina, Tidas, Chesed, Gvura, sort of the various levels and the descent of that life force, which at each level takes on a new lavush, a new garment, so to speak, concealing it a little bit more, a little bit more. And that's true, again, from our perspective, all the way from wisdom, from Chachma, all the way to Asiya, to action. From our perspective, it's layers upon layers upon layers. But Chol Zeh, says the Baal HaTanya, B'nefesh HaAdam, V'nefesh Kol HaBruim, Shebechol HaOlamos Elyonim V'Tachtonim. That's our experience. When I say our, I'm not just talking about human beings. That is the created being's experience. Whether you're a rock, or whether you're the highest malach. When it comes to created beings, we see, again, parts, and we see a hierarchy. And we see levels, madregos, layers. That's how we see it. Chol Zeh B'Nefesh HaAdam, V'Nefesh Kol HaBeruim. That's in our experience. B'Chol HaOlamos Elyonim V'Tachtonim. Shebekulam HaChachma Hi Reishis U'Mekor HaChayis. It starts with Chachma, and it goes down from there. But says the Baal HaTanya, and I'll have to find out next time, but let me just read you the first line. If you have the Sefer in front of you, just look at the first line of Perek Tes. Aval Legabe HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But from Hashem's perspective, Madregas HaChachma, Sheitchilas Machshav HaVereishisa. The starting point, what we call Chachma, Hisof Masa Etzlo, is no different than what? Than the Sof Masa, than the end of action. The top of the chain, the bottom of the chain, the Jew, the Gadol Hador, right? You know, you compare yourself to the Gadol Hador. You say, who am I compared to the Gadol Hador? I see it as worlds apart. You know that from Hashem's perspective, Hashem doesn't love the Gadol Hador more than He loves any one of us at the moment we do our biggest of errors. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see a difference from His perspective between Chachma and Asiya, the highest part and the lowest part. It doesn't matter. Kulam b'chachma asisa. We're going to learn that pasuk next week. Kulam b'chachma asisa. From Chachma to Asiya, from Hashem's perspective, it's all the same. And again, to me, this is the simplest reason as to why we cover our eyes. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. My eyes see so many different people, so many different madregos, so many different things, so many different experiences. But that's all from the human perspective. That's all from the human perspective. From Hashem's perspective, Hashem Echad. Ani Hashem Lo Shanisi. It was, it is, it's never going to change. There's no layers, there's no levels, there's no madregos. And again, that's not to make us feel infinitely small, even though it does, right? But that's supposed to give us access to a higher and truer reality that we have to learn how to live with. Again, but again, we still have to get to the punchline here. Shaar Yichud V'Amuna is again about understanding the Zohar's statement of Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod. Malchusoli Olam Va'ed. We have to live in both worlds. We have to live within that lower reality, play the game, like we said, to believe that our actions matter, but also to understand that from Hashem's perspective, there's a certain, you know, leveling of the playing field. There's no higher, there's no lower, there's no better, there's no worse. And again, we have to figure out what to do with that. How do I live with that? What do I do with that feeling? Okay? All right, friends, so let's stop here for tonight. Ami, you want to ask a question? Let's hear.
Comment, actually. You're talking. It's an idea from Bois Yisrael. I remember hearing back in like El time. Talking about perception, so yeah, the voice is strong. I'm not sure where he brings us, but I heard from Think Your Shem Pot. And he said Gehenna. I said Gehenna and the other part are all perception.
Right.
So it's a mind. He said it's about the voice strong, but explained that it's a mindset.
That's right.
Right. I don't know where.
Gehenna and Gehenna are not places that you go. Right. This is a state of being. That's you're supposed to live a little bit within that. We're supposed to somehow, there's a way for us to kind of, at times, go back into the ball of the sun, right? Jeremy and I were talking about this earlier today. Right? Purim might be such a day. Purim is a day, maybe, where a Jew lives within the ball of the sun. All year round, we live, so to speak, as the rays of light, who know that the MS, we're within the sun, but we don't live that. We live as a ray of light, right? But we have to know, at least, that Be'emes, we're within the sun. On Purim, there's a certain adlo yada. Right? We ascend to a place where what? Where there's no knowledge of differences, an inability to distinguish between this and that. Right? It's an amazing thing. We'll have to learn. We have a couple of prakim left. Have to see how to wrap it all up. Shema Yisrael, Baruch Shem, Yehuda Ilah, Yehuda Tata. Okay, we still have our work cut out for us.